KETX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg, and I'm pleased to have from North Carolina, Mipso, who are playing the Cactus Cafe tonight at 8 o'clock. Information's at cactuscafe.org. The fourth album from Mipso is called Coming Down the Mountain. We're going to have a live song, and then we're going to chat it up on KETX at the Cactus tonight and live on the airwaves. Please welcome Mipso.
This house is a temple, sanctified and simple. In the Jimmy Leagues in the winter, like a mother's lost her head, and the water runs red. The water runs red. I went to the doctor, said there's red in the water. He looked down at my daughter, said the darkness tends to spread, and the water runs red. The water runs red. We were their hearts till we fill them, but it's love that'll kill them, having spun them out of thread, and the water runs red. Water runs red. I went to the station, they said, darling, what's the occasion? And I said, lies are what you make them. You will never eat my bread, and the water runs red. The water runs red.
Fantastic. KETX, live in Studio 1A, the band is Mipso. The new album is their fourth, Coming Down the Mountain, and Water Runs Red. They play the Cactus Cafe tonight. The show's at 8:30, so you got plenty of time to join us on the UT campus, cactuscafe.org for more. Thanks for that, y'all. Enjoyed it.
Appreciate it.
Really, really nice. So you're here on the University of Texas campus. I know you've been to Austin before, but you haven't played the Cactus before. My understanding is that this band got its start on UNC Chapel Hill campus. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We all met as students there. We weren't studying music, but we all realized we kind of had a shared overlapping passion for different threads of the folk tradition in North Carolina, and started playing casually at first, and then one thing led to another, and we graduated. It was the best job offer we had, so we took it full-time on the road.
What is the music community like in Chapel Hill and North Carolina area? Is it tight-knit? Is it eclectic? Is it folk-based?
I think those all three are great descriptions of it. And I would say we wouldn't be here without it. There's a lot of our heroes that we were kind of looking up to and learning music from that were right in the neighborhood. I mean, we could name off some bands like Mandolin Orange and Chatham County Line and His Golden Messenger. And sort of right before us, too, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And a lot of folks that were kind of digging into that folk tradition that's come out of the Southeast and specifically the Piedmont of North Carolina.
There's also a lot of, I mean, similarly to Austin, there's a lot of listening space for weird music around there, which is a cool thing. I think I became aware in that scene where the folk and the avant-garde and the experimental kind of meet up. And so that was a cool thing to get exposed to that you might not get even in places that have a great bluegrass or old-time tradition or places that have a great experimental music scene. That was a pretty unique intersection.
And that's reflected on the album, Coming Down the Mountain, because the first couple of albums I noticed, or at least a couple of them, charted really high on the bluegrass charts, and I was like, nothing against bluegrass, but this, just because there's a mandolin and a fiddle, are they calling this bluegrass? It doesn't seem to fit into that category or any category. Am I close?
No, you're right on with how we think about it. We've said before that there's, I mean, we take a lot from bluegrass, obviously, and we love the music, but that categorical understanding of how does he talk about music probably matters more for people who are listening than playing it. And for us, it was one of many places that we thought seemed like good homes. But we were surprised when the first one charted on bluegrass. We were like, whoa, who bought this? And we didn't know we were a bluegrass band. So,
but we'll take it.
Yeah, but we're happy to have it.
One of your first tours, and before the group had expanded to a quartet, and now, as of today, a quintet, you went to Japan? How did that happen? That seemed like a strange thing. I was watching a little movie on it.
Oh, yeah. Video. Yeah. Thanks for calling it a movie. We think of it more as like a YouTube video, but
I'm old school like that.
I like it. Yeah, we have a weird connection there. My name's Jacob. I did my thesis research on Japanese bluegrass. And so the summer before that film was shot and the tour happened, I was there doing an oral history-based research project and stumbled into a really tight-knit community that's been around for a lot of decades. And yeah, when we started looking at how to book a tour, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing. And that was, oddly enough, one of the places where we had the most connections outside of North Carolina.
Japanese bluegrass.
Right?
See, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, my mandolin that I'm playing today is actually made by a builder out of Osaka.
It's incredible. That's Jacob Sharp, who we're talking to, is on mandolin. I should also mention James Wallace is on the drums, Wood Robinson on the bass, Libby Rodenbaugh on fiddle and vocal on that song, and Joseph Terrell on guitar and vocals. Mipso is the band. They're at the Cactus tonight at 8:30. I'd highly recommend them, but you can hear them for yourself with another song live on KUTX. We're going to do Talking in My Sleep. Is that the ticket?
Yeah, that's right.
Understand the working week, but all those buildings make me nervous. No shirt, no shoes, no Sunday service. I'm tired of talking in my sleep. I've been talking in my sleep. Can't tell if I'm the cannon or the cannonball. You can tell yourself it's spring until the petals fall. And now I feel winter closing rings. Time to push my chair back to the table. Steal a mare and burn the stable. Call the boss and offer him my thanks. All my thanks. Talking in my sleep. I'm talking in my sleep. I I've been talking in my sleep. I wonder what another year would do to me. Take the decorations off another Christmas tree. Watch the days get longer and the kudzu grow. But time is dear, talk is cheap. There's more to waking up than making ends meet. Sometimes you got to get out before you get home. Now you'll get talking in my sleep. Ooh, I've been talking in my sleep. Ooh, I've been talking in my sleep.
Thank you for that. The band's Mipso, live on KUTX, Talking in My Sleep, is from their fourth album, Coming Down the Mountain. And Mipso's playing tonight at the Cactus Cafe at 8:30. Plenty of time for you to join us here on campus, cactuscafe.org for more. Thanks, y'all, for visiting. Sure enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us.
Want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And we're going to do a third song that we'll post along with the other two for you to stream at kutx.org. Again, Mipso live on KUTX and at the Cactus Cafe tonight, Mipso.